Just start by settling in. Let's just let everything settle, everything we've talked about, just slowly letting that fade away and out of your space. And you're coming really into that sacred private space within your own awareness. You're just gently becoming aware of yourself in space, of your body. You have a body. Your body's breathing and your body's moving, just slowly coming inside. And as you slowly come inside the world of sensation, please assume that there is inherent goodness here. And start to delight in the smallest of sensations, tiny little movements and energetic vibrations. You meet them with a bit of delight. You welcome them. As you meet these tiny, subtle movements with delight, you will establish a deeper connection with your inner world. Experiment with that now. Can you find the little delight? Can you find and connect with the inherent goodness within every sensation instead of expecting to find another thing to solve, heal, fix? We are being called down into the womb. Breathe and start to lower your gaze, your awareness, and your attention. Comes down to the pelvis. As you exhale, you're saying to yourself, with every exhale, I rest deeper inside this pelvic space. I sink deeper. Every exhale, I want to be more and more rested and restful inside this pelvic space. And you let yourself drop. As you start to enter the realm of the womb, the movement of your hips, pelvis, pelvic floor, genitals, you'll start to feel fluctuations. Be with them. And maybe you feel some fluctuations which are a bit uncomfortable or strange. You don't know why they're there. Normal. You're going to say inside, thank you, I'm here now. And then go deeper inside to be beside the movement. Thank you, I'm here now. And then go in. Thank you. I'm here now. So you're sitting beside each movement. And no judgment. just for now, really sinking your body, resting, dropping, just letting go, allowing yourself to be held. That's it. I'm holding your body, and we're going down into a very deep, safe, loving place where you can rest. A place where you're protected. Yes. And you can really let go of everything right now. Beautiful. You can feel your shoulders starting to melt as your body starts to take up this opportunity to feel safety. Going to go down again. There's nothing for you to do. Just be held and enjoy. Be as still as you can. Spirit says, you are worthy of being treated like you are so precious. This is how Spirit wants to hold today. It says it's a time to be very delicate. To move very slowly. To let the body unwind, melt very slowly. Spirit says, do not meet movement with movement today. No shakeouts, No big releases need to happen for the healing to happen today. We are meeting movement, softness, kindness, stillness, because we already know we don't need to move right now. There's no stories anymore. There's just rest. We're going to open the heart field. Gently. We're going to let the heart come forward in its own way. Yes, there we go. Starts to open. Beautiful. And we're working at the base of the heart, a very, very deep space. Base of the heart vibrationally is a place where we often don't get access to. It can take a lot of clearing to get access to the base of the heart, but we're here now, the ground. Can you feel that in the ground is a movement, and the movement is a birthing? You will start to feel the pushing, like a baby that's pushing through the birth canal. You may start to feel the movement arising deeply in your own heart. It may feel uncomfortable. Be loving and compassionate. This movement is the birthing of a new ground deep inside the heart. And it wants to be welcomed in. One wants to be welcomed in with love, with joy, with belief. Can you guys believe in this vibration that is birthing? Yes, it is painful. I can feel that. It's both. It's like a baby coming into the world. Let's hold it with love. Let's give it permission. Let's not try to stamp on it or push it down because it's uncomfortable. Let's be curious and open up. So, you want to come through, okay? Show us, teach us. Show us how you move. And this energy starts expanding, completely opening the base of the heart. And spiraling open, now it's opened. And it's like a ring of golden light, golden white light. Notice how there's no story, there's no faces, there's nothing, it's just light. See how pure this is? It's a ring of light. This is the circle of humanity. Can you see yourself there? No, you have no face, but can you feel yourself there? Somehow you're in it. Somehow you know this. This feeling, it's a familiar feeling. It feels like it's a part of you. It feels connected. It feels worthy. And this energy is untainted. Be careful what you imprint on it. Let it be loving. Or even better, don't touch it. Just watch it, hold it, learn from it. Extend gratitude to this light. This is the light of the world that is birthing, the new world that is birthing through us. Just extend gratitude. Remember, you'll have plenty of opportunity to ask for what you need, but don't ask for anything right now. Let's activate it first within us. This light says, I am more powerful than you will ever know. I am here to show. I am a force that will erase all evil from this world. I will erase all memory of evil from this world. Nothing will be remembered. There won't be even any traces of pain from what was in the world before. This is a completely new vibration. People here who live here will not look back and they will not look forward. They will only live inward. This inward life will bring forth a depth of humanity that has never been experienced before. The reason why we have not had this energy in the world yet is because when it was brought in, people have been too quick to imprint upon it their needs and desires, and this time it will be different. There will be no imprinting, there will be no tarnishing of this new world energy. It will remain pure. There will be no need. People will not have a need. People will be satisfied, taken care of, and abundant. Therefore, they will not need to look back or look forward. They will be able to be in the present moment. This is what I'm just the translator here, by the way, guys. This is what you have been looking for. All I ask of you is to believe. I am untouchable and uncorruptible. This new world that is birthing through us, that is emergent, is untouchable and uncorruptible. It is emerging regardless whether we like it or not. All we have to do is accept it. There will be no words to describe the level of satisfaction that you will experience because it is beyond any level of human comprehension or capacity. It is the equivalent of heaven on earth. For that, you will never find the words. I am already here. You don't need to do very much to stay in belief. Just believe. I am very close. I'm closer than I ever have been. Even people who do not have belief, who cannot feel, will feel this. Because it will become, this vibration is now so close to Earth, it is very easy to feel for all of us. Actually, it feels very much like Christ consciousness walking on earth, Christ energy walking on earth with us. Correct, it is. It's too easy. It's too close. This is me speaking it. So I'm feeling like this energy is too, it's too easy to feel into. It's too close. This is something that usually is much, much further away. And the message that's coming back is now is the time. So what do we need to do? Stay connected to me. All is taken care of. So then I say, how can we believe that? And the words are, stay in belief. When we stay in belief, this light comes straight through our heart. It's not on the periphery. We turn it on like a tap. Belief, being a believer, turns this on like a tap. It is so close now. This new world, this divine frequency. You choose. To believe and feel and see, for yourself, but now is very available for everybody. Why now? I ask. And I get, I don't get words, but I get a vibration that communicates something like, it's very much needed now in the world. Like the world needs this holding and this vibration. Like it's like a huge hug. It's like the world really needs this now. And so this is why now, this is why now, because the time is now. It's very straightforward. What about our pain in our hearts? Before, the response is, before, I was much further away, so it was much easier for you to feel into your pain, and that was all you could see. Now I am close, therefore you choose where you put your gaze. If you focus on belief, this is where you will find this light. It's very easy now to make that choice, to look at light or to look at darkness. The choice now is much simpler and direct and easier than it ever has been in the history of humankind. What do we do when we are here in this light, feeling this new world? What are we supposed to do? Live. Live here. You will find people, many, 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 many more people will begin to live here. Until you realize here is where you meet. This will become normal. You will all live in the unseen realms, in the spiritual realm, and be more devoted. And it will feel more tangible and real to you than it ever has before. Because this is the true reality. Will we live and love here? Is what I have asked. You will not have worldly desires here like you have had in the past. You don't have the same impulse that belongs to the old world. This is the new world, a new frequency. It just is. You don't have to ask anything. What to do, what not to do, what to be, what to say. There's no questions here. It just is. The angels are arriving. They arrive with the vibration of this is the truth. This is the true message. They stand very still all around the periphery. There is no movement, there is no emotion. There is just the vibration of this is the truth. If you feel into the angelic vibration that is available right now, you will notice the quality of holding and protection that they provide. They have surrounded this container so that we can receive this message. Become steadfast and still. They have arranged themselves in a triangular formation, and they ask us to keep our gaze in the center, going up the triangle to the point, into the zero point. They said there is more light that is to be released from this point, but it's so bright, humanity is not ready for it. Humanity is preparing. Our hearts are being prepared for a frequency this high. It's a light so bright that it would blind us if we were to receive it now. We would be terrified. And we would not be able to see anything because we would be so blinded by light. This is the light and the truth. There is nothing that you need to do at all right now. The light that will come, the light that is currently in this zero point, that is emergent, you do not even have to believe. It does not even require you to believe. It will come through. It will be so bright before your eyes. It will become undeniable. And the world will be changed forever. And you will be changed forever. And you will never know what it means to need anything. You will have no memory of having needed or needing anything. It will not exist in your consciousness, the imprint of need or lack. It simply will not exist. This is the love of God. God does not need you to love him, for you to be loved by him. God is love. This love you will never know. It has no beginning and no end. This love has no name. This love is like a fire that never burns out. This love will erase all doubt. It will leave the world unable to do anything except love. Our very nature will become love itself. Humans will be unable to do anything that is not love. This is what will unite the people from all lands. They are uniting here. This is where they shall discover what they truly are. And they will say, I want to live here forever. This is my home. And the women and the children will rest finally. And the men will have food. And there will be no separation. This is the light and the love. We have been on this path as humanity for a long time now, working towards this. Do not despair. You will see your brothers and your sisters again here. And then you will know the role that absolutely everyone has played in the creation of the new world. And you will thank your brothers and your sisters for playing their role.
and you will finally understand each other. And you will finally see each other for who you truly are. And you will break bread together. You will eat as if you are one nation, feeding your brother will be like feeding yourself. There will be no separation. The children will become the children of the world, loved equally by all. There will be no orphans. Everywhere a child turns, it will find its parent in every single person. Because the love will be so fair and so just and so equal and so unconditional. And the children that are young, emerging in the world today, already know this. And they will say, "You see, I told you." They already know this. They are playing. Nobody will be owned or be under the ownership of anybody. Everybody will be free. There will be no systems, no division. People will be able to feel and see only love within each other, as if love is the only thing that existed and exists. It will not be questioned. It will be as if it has been like this all along. There will be no memory of a different world. The old world will be completely erased. This is heaven on earth. Nations before have worked to create the path. Everyone has played their part. Peace will prevail. The message comes again. Everyone has played their part. Whoever you behold as a perpetrator will appear before you. And when you look and try to see that person in the role they played in the old earth, they will crumble before your eyes into a million pieces and show you that they were merely a fragment of your own illusion. And you will wonder how? Where have you gone? What exists? And behind all you will see is love. And all you will see is yourself. How can it be? You ask. How can this be me? This is the word of God. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Ruler of the heavens and the earth. Upon us you bestow this love, asking from us nothing in return, except that we believe. And even if we do not believe, you have promised us. Love awaits. You have guaranteed us that love becomes us. All we have to do is hold in our hearts a small, silent place of knowing of this vibration, of this frequency, of the new world that is promised. This is the promised land. The message comes. This is the promised land. You will recognize one another there. In the heart. In the soul, you will recognize your sisters, your mothers, your partners, your lovers, but you will recognize them as if they are a part of you. And you will wonder, how could I have ever treated you separate from me? When you are more me than I am. You are forgiven, will come the reply. And mother will forgive daughter, and father will forgive son. Brother will forgive sister. All will be forgiven because all is one. Now all we do is rest. In this love, we don't even need to love to be here. We just rest. This is the promised land. We are not the only people who have arrived here. There are others who know this place. They are here. They celebrate here. And soon the whole world will be here together. And we will be as one.